This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Back in February, an 18-year-old Pulteney man named Jack Sawyer was arrested for allegedly planning to shoot up Fairhaven Union High School. That arrest, which came just one day after the deadly massacre in Parkland, Florida, sent shockwaves throughout the state of Vermont. And Governor Phil Scott admitted the situation in Fairhaven jolted him into action on new gun control, a dramatic shift few people in Vermont saw coming. VPR reporters Nina Keck and Liam Elder Connors and editor Emily Corwin have spent the last several months digging deeper into the story to see what can be learned from an averted shooting like this. Their new five-part podcast called Jolted is out this week, and VPR's Nina Keck joins me this morning to talk about part two, which focuses on Jack Sawyer and another teen who plays a central role in this case. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Mitch.
So, you know, I have to ask, there are some people who might think that VPR is doing a disservice by shining a spotlight on Jack Sawyer. Experts have reported that many school shooters are seeking the notoriety that committing a heinous massacre would bring them. I mean, how would you address those concerns?
Well, absolutely. And that's something we very much grappled with when we were getting our heads around how to do this project. But when we really thought about it, we wanted to move forward because there were so many big issues at play. There's the rising number of teenagers that have anxiety and depression. And despite that, there's a lack of mental health care services available. There's the issue of gun control and the fact that many of these teens that are going through difficult times, it's pretty easy for them to get their hands on weapons. We wanted to kind of dig into those big issues and spend some time reporting deeply. And at the heart of this story is a teenager named Jack Sawyer. And we really wanted to know more about Jack than what we had learned in the police affidavit.
Yeah, and part two of this podcast really does focus on Jack and his family. You had access to them, and we're going to hear an excerpt now from part two of the podcast, Jolted. Can you set this up for us?
We were able to talk to Jack's mother, Lynn. She's now living in Florida. Jack's parents divorced, and she's now married to Dave Walk. And that's where I visited them in Florida at their new house. And so you'll hear this segment. Jack's parents got divorced when Jack was 12. And 2 years ago, Lynn married Dave Walk. The two moved to Florida last year, so that's where I visit them. Their new house is everything a home in Vermont isn't. There's no mudroom, lots of ceiling fans, and the backyard looks out into palm trees. It's beautiful.
And I'll sit in front of you. I think that'll work. You'll be like the interrogator.
I want to take your blood pressure.
If we sound kind of chatty, it's because I've interviewed Dave Walk a lot for VPR. He's one of the most prominent men in Rutland County.
Take me back to that day, and I know it's a painful
But this interview is different. And as I sit across from Dave and Lynn to talk about Jack, as a parent, I can't imagine what this past year has been like for them.
This situation has been 24/7 for you guys, and you're both nodding.
Yeah.
It is.
There's just so many moving parts in terms of the legal issues.
And when we're physically not doing something, it's on our mind constantly.
There's a lot the couple won't talk about because some of Jack's lesser charges are still pending. At this point, they're sealed in family court.
Okay, let me think about this.
Our interview stops and starts a lot, and everyone's a little nervous.
Yeah.
When Liam and I set out to do this episode, we knew we were walking a fine line. We didn't want to glorify Jack or sensationalize him. But Jack's story is important, too, because it spotlights some of the most difficult issues facing Vermonters and Americans today and the ways they overlap. There's mental health and teen isolation. There's gun violence and the legacy of Columbine. And there's the question of how to make laws that can both protect our lives and protect our liberty.
I'm curious what you think about the public's desire to understand where Jack came from. I mean, what do you think about me asking you these questions and people wanting to know this stuff?
I can understand that, absolutely, that they would have an interest in that. In a case like this, in a story like this, there's a lot of fear. And the only way to kind of conquer that fear is knowledge. The public is fearful, and they are looking for answers, they're looking for information. And the Jack that they see is a Jack in handcuffs and shackles on the front page of the paper or in the news.
As Jack's mom, what's it been like for you to see your son in chains and going to court like that?
It certainly has been hard, of course. They don't see the other sides of Jack.
Wow, that's a very emotional moment there, Nina, hearing Jack's mother talking about him and folks not seeing the other side of him. What was this like for you? I know you're a seasoned reporter. You've covered many stories, a lot of crime stories, but was something different about this?
I think this was one of the most difficult interviews I've done because, on the one hand, Dave and Lynn Walk felt there might be lessons that can be taken away from this, but on the other hand, they were talking to me about something that was really gut-wrenching for them and something that's played out very publicly. You know, after reading the police affidavit and looking at the evidence in this case, you get one picture of Jack Sawyer. And then hearing from Lynn and Dave and other people in the family, close friends of Jack's, you get a completely different picture. And trying to put those two together, it's really perplexing. And it left me shaking my head a lot.
VPR's Nina Keck was part of the reporting team that created Jolted. Thank you so much, Nina.
My pleasure.
You can hear the latest episode of VPR's new podcast, Jolted, tonight at 6 p.m. during All Things Considered, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find Jolted at vpr.net/podcasts. It's featured there along with VPR's beginner guide to podcasts.